Now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And the brother with more voices than the sounds of blackness. Avion Crockett.
What up, Hug?
M-I-F-T-G. Man, it's Friday, thank God. Mama, we made it.
Amen.
It's been a wild, wild week. Hey, they were locking mofos up left and right this week, so I seen more brothers get away on roots. No shiggity. This week's news looked like a marathon of cops. Anyway, let's put the Knicks fans down for contender number one, y'all.
Oh, boy.
Y'all heard them booing their pick at the NBA draft last night?
Yeah.
They were Knicks with an attitude. Now, I know they've been booing all year, but damn! They had some basketballs on them. No Mellow. Contender number two, Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. What did the song, What Did the Fox Say, will never be the same as that. Because Fox did what John McCain should have done, let her go. I heard her daughter Bristol is pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that, Sylvia. I know she called off her wedding some months ago. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. I wonder who that baby daddy is. He don't wear Levi's, does he?
Wow.
Contender number three, Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Kevin Love was supposed to be the great white hope for Cleveland. But he turned out to be the great white note for Cleveland. He got hurt, and now he's opting out the final year of his contract. OMG WWJD. What would James do, Sybil? All LeBron did for him. Where's the love? Braun gave him an Apple Watch for crying out loud for everything. You hear me? Hello?
Yeah, where's the
Is
love?
Is this thing on?
He's listening.
I mean, I play more in Cleveland than Kevin Love has, y'all. These pros ain't loyal. Oh, this thing is on now. Okay, contender number four, Mariah Carey's billionaire boyfriend, James Packer.
Why?
Sybil, he just met Mariah, and he's acting like him and Mariah go back like babies in pacifiers. He's smitten like he hit the kitten. He only know Mariah for a minute, and he's already talking about marriage.
Yeah.
Like camel soup. Good. I heard he introduced Mariah to his ex-wife.
Dang.
That's serious. I wouldn't be surprised if he have a tattoo of Nick Cannon name on his back.
Hilarious.
That's how good it is. Contender number five, President Obama, y'all.
What?
Yeah, I know. You know, for being in the White House almost 8 years and only used the N-word, what?
Oh, Huggy.
Come on, Sybil. That's a hell of a feat. So that means he must have an N-word room, Sybil, at the White House. A soundproof room where he goes and yells out, N-word, 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 N-word. Can you imagine? Do you know how many times I've used that in almost 8 years, Sybil? I mean, every time I try to be N-word free, an N-word make me relapse. I was going to the meetings and everything. Oh, I'm sorry. He did drop two more N-words after he told all those Obamacare haters, nuts deeds. You know, when the Supreme Court upheld affordable health care. Contender number six, Clarence Thomas, for being Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what Clarence Thomas said? Racial imbalance aren't always a bad thing. Look at the mostly black NBA. What?
What?
Wow.
Nuts deeds. That's my new shiggity, y'all. Contender number seven, Rick Ross, the boss. Rick Ross locked up for being going turkey ham on a worker. You know he's eating better now. He went turkey ham at Evander Holyfield's old haunted house. sister, and now he's in jail with some old friends and a couple of inmates. Sean P. Diddy Combs, you are the Bama of the week.
Week.
Take that. Y'all hear what Sean Prison Cubs did? Went to his son Justin's school and acted a black millionaire fool, Sybil.
Yeah, man.
Lost his mind at UCLA and supposedly defended himself with a kettlebell. You know how kettlebell sales done went up, Sybil. I'm taking him to the club. Riding his son too hard. The coach looked like Drake. Good thing they ain't lock him up with Suge Knight, man. But he's a different kind of Suge, man. He ain't the death row Suge. He's the gluten-free glaucoma scoliosis gout Suge Knight, man. Yeah. I'm at the Majestic Casino in Gary, Indiana at the J-Spot. Me and Chris Paul, come on out. And Tom, we will support you at that BET Awards.
Thank you, Huggy.
Proud of you, my brother.
Thank you.